Hi, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between it. I will do 4 segments today, and the first segment I'm going to do is about the... It's a little bit different, but it's about more of the parades that we've had this year. And there weren't many here. I don't know. I know New York City had beautiful parades. I did watch them. But a lot of the cities don't do those big 25-minute parades. New York City is very fortunate that they do. And it's much fun to watch, just like their fireworks were. Our fireworks are like 15 minutes, and boom, they're over. I think they should improve that. But some cities just don't do anything about anything. And I'm one of the cities. So there's not much to do here for the kids. Which I feel bad for. That's why our kids are moving out of this town, because there's nothing for them to do after college. They can't find a job here. That's really sad. I was fortunate my kids did, all 5 of them. And they were good jobs. They're not, you know, just any old job. They all have great incomes, and their spouses do too. My one child, who I'm not going to mention, her and her husband buy homes. He fixes everything up because he can carpentry, he can electrical, he can do all kinds of stuff. So he's got 2 homes. One's already rented. It's a duplex. And then he's just finished up another one, a 2 apartment size duplex. I saw the picture. It's beautiful. He did a really good job. And the other house, that's a duplex, half of the side her father lives in. So she rents to him. So he's got a nice quiet place where he's at. And he's not in Horseheads, but it's a lot quieter than the village or here or the town. So it's a good income. It's a good investment. It's something that they'll always have income coming in. And I don't know what they charge for rent. I didn't ask. But both duplexes are nice. So there's one. They're both in Elmira, the duplexes. So if you have the money and you're young and you want to invest in something, that's the thing to invest in. Because you certainly will get your money back in the end. And if you've got someone that can do carpentry and stuff like that, I mean, my son-in-law is very handy. So he does all that, and he works for IBEW, which is a steel company or whatever it is. It's a union. And he does a really good job. He's been there a long time. So think about that. If you're looking for extra income and you both have good incomes, and you know, for closing costs and stuff, try to go through HUD or go through, because that's FHA and it's a lot cheaper, being your first time buying. And if it's fixed up, good. If not, if you got to do minor things, if you're handy, then you're going to be okay. So I just thought I'd give you that little hint about homes. And my one daughter, they're not doing too bad at all. They're making money. They both have jobs. They both have good jobs. And they're doing fine. So thank you for listening, and have a good day. And it's going to rain. It's lightning already. Bye-bye.